Trump's lawyer, D. John Sauer, argued that without immunity, presidents can be prosecuted for political reasons.
Prosecuting the president for his official acts is an innovation with no foothold in history or tradition and incompatible with our constitutional structure. The original meaning of the executive vesting clause, the framers' understanding and intent, an unbroken historical tradition spanning 200 years, and policy considerations rooted in the separation of powers all counsel against it.
However, Justice Elena Kagan, one of the High Court's three liberals, questioned Sauer on just how far a president should be allowed to go without facing any consequences.
Let's say this president who ordered the military to stage a coup, he's no longer president, he wasn't impeached, he couldn't be impeached, but he ordered the military to stage a coup, and you're saying that's an official act.
I think it would depend.
That's immune.
I think it would depend on the circumstances whether it was an official act.
Trump is accused in Georgia of pressuring local election officials to, quote, find him enough votes to defeat Joe Biden. In Arizona, he's accused of plotting to create fake electors. And in New York, he's currently on trial for allegedly paying off an adult film actress to hide an affair and then falsifying business records to cover it up. Critics say Trump's attorneys are grasping at straws to prevent his prosecution.
The argument for absolute immunity for a former president is absolute garbage.
Tom Wolf is director of democracy initiatives at New York University's Brennan Center for Justice.
The proposition that a president could commit crimes and then leave office and get off scot-free is implausible. The framers in particular designed the Constitution to prevent these very sorts of things happening. The whole notion of forming America was basically to form a nation where we would be ruled by laws, not kings.
Trump's attorneys argued before the court that without presidential immunity, presidents might be impeded from acting decisively. Again, D. John Sauer.
If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
The Brennan Center's Tom Wolf says Trump and his lawyers are trying to convince the court to create new rules for presidents that are not enumerated in the U.S. Constitution.
Every single president before Trump had to contemplate the possibility that they might be prosecuted, and that never seemed to stop presidents from doing what they needed to do to protect the interests of the country. A threat of prosecution is only going to force a president to do what a president is supposed to do, which is to take care that the laws of the country are faithfully executed. We need our top law enforcement officer to follow the law, not to break it.
Wolf says the justice's main concern should be what Trump is accused of doing in several of the charges against him in several cases, and that is Trump's alleged attempt to interfere in the results of a lawful election, which is a direct threat to U.S. democracy. And that, argues Wolf, Trump cannot be allowed immunity from. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.